When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Here is the Crescendo Music Education Podcast, episode number 73. Hello, everyone. I'm Debbie O'Shea, and welcome to this episode of the Crescendo Music Education Podcast. A little bit different today. This is one that I'm calling a Crescendo Quickie. Sorry, I just have to. It's just a really quick idea that you can use in your classroom. Just a solo episode, just a bit of a chat from me. So this one is all about Binet. Now, I learnt Binet from the lovely Catherine Reilly, who works with me at my school, taking the choirs. She's an amazing composer and conductor, and you can actually hear her interviewed in a couple of previous podcast episodes. I'll link to those episodes in the notes because offhand, I don't know the numbers. I'm sorry, but she's an amazing person. So I learned this from Kath. Thank you, Kath. So she uses this sometimes in her choir rehearsal. And of course, for that context, it is perfect. So what is it? On little bits of paper, they can be recycled, scrapped, something that you do not want anymore, you have written what you need to do. So it might be work on pronunciation in bars 21 and 22. It might be dynamics in the second phrase. It might be learn the opening words of the second verse. It might be alto part at bar 7, work to get it beautifully in tune. It might be sopranos in bar 70, work on the octave leap, land on top of the note, don't come up under the note. Like anything like that, notes, lyrics, intonation, absolutely anything that you would like to work on a particular song. Or you can do it across songs for the whole rehearsal, and just maybe bits from each of the songs. So you really have to plan out your rehearsal, know what you're doing. And so you bring these little bits of paper. I've got a bit of paper. Where's a bit of paper? Here's a bit of paper. You've got a bit of paper and you've just got written in Nico or something what you're going to work on. So the conductor gets it out, says, this is what we're going to do first. Then when everybody is happy that that's been completed, then they get to Binet. So the conductor chooses someone that was particularly on task during that little time, and they get to come out and bin it. So you've got a little waste paper bin or a little basket, little bucket, and they get to put that piece of paper in the bin. They can do it however they like. They can scrunch it up very dramatically, and then everybody calls out, bin it, and they throw it in the bin. They can rip it into tiny little pieces, dropping them into the bin, everyone calling out, bin it. They can scrunch it, rip it, stomp on it, and then everyone calls out, bin it. So they can destroy this little task because they've completed it. It's like a little celebration any way they want. The kids find it hysterically funny. And it's like this little a pressure release, I think, between the focus. So they're really focusing. They're really trying to get this task done to the satisfaction of the conductor so that someone can bin it. Like, what a great idea. So I've seen Kath really do this for the whole rehearsal. She's got the main things plotted out. You've got to be so well prepared and know what you're doing. Anyway, but why could we not use this in some of our lessons? It might be for a whole lesson, or it might be just for a lesson segment. So if we took just a lesson segment, so say we're focusing on rain come wet me, rain come wet me. Let's sing it with lyrics. The first bit of paper might go, sing with lyrics. So we sing through with lyrics. And then you as the teacher say, that was pretty good. We're not ready to bin it. I don't think we were all singing well enough as a group. Or I don't think you were listening as well as you were singing. Let's listen more. Let's perform this more as one voice rather than 25, 30 separate ones. Whatever you'd like to do, you get them to polish it so you're happy with singing with lyrics. Then you choose someone who was trying really hard, call them out and we can go rip, 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 bin it. Okay, next little bit of paper. What have I got next? Sing in rhythm names. Let's sing it in rhythm names. Think about it. Ta, 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 ta. You know, can get them to perform whatever. You're happy with it. Oh, you did that really well, Mary. Come on out here. You can bin it. So they bin the bit of paper. You can go on. You could do it in solfast, do it in letter names, in a here the me's. When you can do that and nobody sings a me out loud, then somebody can bin it. Let's sing it with expressive faces. I'll choose the best face to come out and bin it. I think it really would be fun to pop that into some of our lessons. I know for a fact it works like magic in choir rehearsals. I don't see why it wouldn't work in instrumental rehearsals, instrumental ensembles, and I think we should all give it a go in our lessons. So why don't you try, in your context, bin it? Now, before I go, I'd really like you to let me know if you have a go at bin it, how you used it. Did you use it in your classroom, your choir, or your instrumental ensemble? Let me know how it went. I think the best place to do that is in the Crescendo community, which is a private Facebook group. So find the Crescendo community. You have to answer a couple of questions. If you don't answer the questions, I don't let you in. I'm sorry. I need to know that you're an actual real person interested in music education. But we have some really good chats and good sharing in there. So come over to the Crescendo community and tell us how you used bin it. We'd all be really interested. And until next time, bye. As we know, laughter relieves stress. Don't lose sight of the funny side of life. Now, to conclude this podcast, I do hope that you do not have a feeling of déjà vu. Déjà vu is that feeling that you've heard all this bull before. Déjà vu.